Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I am excited to talk about how to turn your story into a book, which is my show topic for today. But happy Friday to you, 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 and you. Yes, well, it is also the month of March, which is also known for Women's History Month. And I want to get in someone that we can talk about today and highlight for Women's History Month. And we will do that on most shows this month, or we can't do it on every show, because some shows we have, there's just not enough time to do every single person. However, we will get it in where we can. So, I think we'll do someone today, but we won't do it right at this moment, but stay tuned, and we will highlight that woman of the month, or woman of the day, should I say. All month, we will try to bring someone else out of history and make their actions, their behaviors known. If you're just tuned in for the first time, you've tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs. And if you're in the Northeast, you're probably experiencing some snow right about now. I want to welcome to the broadcast all of my students from Essex County College and some of those from Union County College as well. I want to also welcome the East Coast Connection, Miss Francine Humphrey, Miss Jennifer, Miss Robin, Dr. Horton, Miss Karen, and many, many others. Also want to say good morning and welcome to my good friend and partner on many things, Miss Z, and just to you, 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 and you. Well, let's talk about how to turn your story into a book. How to turn your story into a book. Now, most people have heard the phrase before that everyone has a book in them. Most people have heard that phrase before. However, not everyone knows what to do with that book. So So, yes, there are people who definitely believe that they do have a book in them. And yes, there are some people who possibly even believe that they should write the book, but they're not quite sure if this is something that they really, really, really want to do. And, you know, some people's stories are so, you know, traumatic for them. They're not quite sure if they'll be able to do it. And then there are other people who they may feel that my story may have a negative impact on various family members. And so you also have people, you know, sometimes often daytime they worry about telling their story. But, you know, we all are a living epistle. Our lives are an open book to be read by the people, especially the people that can, well, closest to us, but the people that can see us. So individuals on the job and people in our local houses of worship, people in our community where we frequently go, you know, they see our story. But they don't know the story behind the story. How did you... Sometimes people just see you one day and you're successful, but they don't know how you got there. They don't know the story behind you getting there. And you can turn that story into a book, is what I'm saying. You can take that pain that or that knowledge that you have and use it for the good of other people. In other words, it's like taking something that would be, say, maybe trash or something that doesn't seem all that significant and putting it in a format that is usable, that is valuable to someone else. You know, when you write your story, you can really, that story, you'd be surprised of who all that story will touch and make a difference. I knew one lady that she didn't necessarily probably take her story and turn it into a book, but she did write a children's book. As a matter of fact, I know several people, at least three people, who have written children's books because their heart is touched by the children and they want to give the children something wholesome to read. Or like one lady, her book deals with the confidence level of children. You know, how do children build their confidence as little children? I mean, when little kids come in the world, they don't know a whole lot of anything. Everything they have to learn, everything. They don't know anything. They don't even know how to hold a bottle. They have hands. They have all the parts, but they don't know what to do with the parts. And so parents teach them everything, or whoever their caregivers are, the people that raise them, teach them everything. And once they begin to learn, they know how to learn. And once they begin to use that skill, they begin to learn more things and learn more things as they grow and develop. So your story, you know, can help children grow into a more wholesome, whole, successful. You know, in society, a lot of times we see a lot of brokenness, but, you know, children, they don't know any better. And so a lot of times, over a child's lifetime, their self-esteem can be destroyed and crushed, their self-concept, their self-confidence. So this particular lady wrote a book on confidence for children. But, you know, you can write a book on faith, teaching children, very young children, how to have faith. Or you can teach adults how to have faith. One of the persons that I've worked with, so many people that have written books, one lady that I worked with, she wrote a book about her healing. She had gone through a traumatic sickness, and God had miraculously healed her, and she wrote about it. So now, as other people read that book, they're able to be helped. And then another person that I've helped write books, so you can tell your story. Another person wrote several books to empower members of their church some parents, children, teenagers. One young lady that I worked with, she attended one of the workshops that I do that's entitled Steps to Self-Publishing Your Book in 21 Days or Less. Now, stay tuned because I'm going to give you information at the end on how you too can take that workshop. It's actually a webinar, so it's done from the comfort of your own home if you too decide that you would like to get started on taking your story from your heart and your head to your hand, to pen and paper, it's, as we call it, pen and paper, or should I say typewriter, but we don't use typewriters anymore. Nowadays, what are we using today? We're using laptops and computers, iPads. A lot of people are using iPads, so iPads are becoming better equipped and more efficient, more sophisticated. You can do more things on your iPad as more and more people wanted something smaller, something more portable that they could use, carry around with them. Nobody wanted to be chained to a desk with the desktop computers. So that's how we came up with the whole iPad thing. So you can pretty much get this started anywhere. So there's all kind of books. Another young lady that attended one of the workshops, she wrote a book on prayer. She had been praying for people over the years, and she had these very powerful prayers that she had written down, tons of them. So I told her about the workshop that I'm going to also tell you about later. I told her about this workshop. So she said, oh, I think I'll attend. And she attended the workshop. And now she has a book of prayers. So it doesn't have to necessarily be your personal story. It could be another, you can make up a story. How about that? There are people who we call them fiction writers. They write on things that they make up in their own imagination. You can make up a story about someone falling in love. You can make up a story about someone going through some traumatic situation and then later triumphing over that situation at the end of the story, leaving some powerful legacy or message. So there's so many things you could do with this. I'm excited for you. If you're not excited, I'm excited. I'm excited that we're going to be helping so many new people get their book in print. I've written my story, and not the whole story that's coming, but I've written parts of the story. So that's another thing you can do. You can take your story and chop it up. Maybe your story is, you know, too long, too much for one book. Maybe your story needs to be broken up into several books. Maybe you're one of those persons with a series. You could have a whole book series, and you didn't even know it. Well, writing a book is not necessarily the hardest thing in the world to do. But like I like to tell people, it's a process, and you just need to know the process. You need to know the how-to. You need to know the steps. It does take time. It takes diligence. It takes some trial and error. It can take years. I have had people come to me who had been writing a book for 20 years and trying to get it published, had sent it out to many of what we call traditional publishers, and kept getting a rejection letter. So finally they said, you know what, I'm not going to get one more rejection letter. I'm going to take matters into my own hand, and I will self-publish it. Someone told her about my self-publishing skills, and the next thing I know, I was being invited to her book signing. She had a very big book signing down at one of the local colleges here in New Jersey. It was a huge success. I'm not sure where her book is at today, but it was very, 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 very powerful. So these are, I have story upon story upon story of individuals who either had written the book and didn't know how to get to the next step to get it actually in print so that they could actually be reading it and others could read it, to individuals who were so challenged, didn't know anything about writing a book or how to even get started. They attended this workshop, and guess what? Now they have a book, and all they have to do is reorder every time they run out. They run out of books, and you just reorder more books. And so it can be a very lucrative way for you also to do business. For some people, they turn their book publishing into a business. So I can also teach you how to do that, how to turn your book publishing into a business. So we're here on All About Entrepreneurs, and we help people come up with business ideas, but that's one of the business ideas that I decided to get into, and it's a very good business. I haven't put as much of the time as I'm going to put into it. So you're going to stay tuned, and you're going to hear a lot more and see a lot more about Coach Lalisa's book publishing. But I have several people that I've partnered with who can also help you get your book published from A to Z, and I could also help you with that as well. So we're very, very excited about helping people get their books published. Looking forward to working with you. Looking forward to working with people who are ready to take that next step, ready to go to the next level. But do you have a story in you? Absolutely. Why you should turn this story into a book, you may wonder. You may say to yourself, you know, why should I do that? You know, how can I do it? But why should I do it? Well, again, your story can help someone else. Your story may save a life. Your story may empower a mother, or your story may empower or encourage a teenager. Your story may help someone who has some type of illness or sickness. It may help them get their faith back, and it can help them do many, many things. So a book might help a new manager on the job. Okay. It may help motivate someone. Like several of my books, people tell me, oh, your book is motivating. Your book may inspire someone to do something different. It may inspire someone, encourage someone. You know, your story can really, really help someone without you even thinking too hard. All right? There are parts that you need to know that go into making a story, right? So you may be ready to start working on your book. And if you are ready to start working on your book, then I have the next steps for you. So make sure you stay tuned to the end of the show, and I'll tell you how I can help you with this. Now, you might be a teacher. You might be a supervisor, a CEO of a business. You may be a doctor, a lawyer, a student. I remember one student that was very good at writing. She had been wanting to write a book her whole life, as a matter of fact. It just reminded me I need to follow up with her to see how far she's gotten. But I think she's pretty much gotten most of the book written down and almost finished. Just needs to get published. But there are a lot of people who get started and they don't finish. They get started and they stop. Or they get started and they've been working on a book for 10 years and haven't published it yet. So this program that I'm going to tell you about is also going to give you an opportunity to get to the finish line. I'm going to help you, you know, coach you along the finish line. You know, like our guest yesterday said, when you come to our workshops and our seminars, we don't just tell you how to do it and send you away. We're going to also give you a program to help you get it done, walk with you to the finish line. I absolutely love going to book signings or where these individuals are people that came to this workshop. It's a beautiful thing. I love seeing that finished product when they get that book, when the case of books arrives at their home or their office. You know, if you're a business owner, you need this webinar. You need to sign up. You need to sign up today, actually, and get started. If you're any kind of business owner, you know, you need this book. Of writing your story down as a business owner can empower your customers, can give your customers more of an insight into you, the person that they're doing business with, can give them more of a feeling for why they've connected with you, why they want to stay with you. You give them a little bit of you, and believe it or not, you probably have already written it down somewhere on all those little scraps of paper. So we're going to teach you how to pull all those little scraps of paper together, and you could possibly be standing in front of a microphone in the next 30 days with your book and this book that you've written, this book that is going to showcase how someone else can cut through, say, the tape or cut through the red tape on the things that you've done, the things that it may have taken you 25 years to learn how to do. Well, someone else, it doesn't have to take them that long. You could cut their learning curve by putting down some tips and some strategies and some tools in a book. And, you know, the good thing about writing a book, once you've got it written down, that story will last forever. You know, it's one thing about books. You know, think about books that you read that have been around for generations upon generations. One such book that comes to my mind, other than the Bible, look how many generations that book has been around. We still read it. It's still relevant. The stories still impact us today. The stories still help us today. They still comfort us. The stories still guide us. So these books are very, very, writing a book is a very, very serious thing. But I think about the book Think and Grow Rich comes to my mind by Napoleon Hill. And yes, there are books in there are books out there that you can rewrite. Did you know that? And you can make a very, very lucrative business. I mean lucrative business out of being a published author. Many, many people have gone on to do it. Look at Dr. Stephen Covey, who, yes, he did pass away last year, but he built a very lucrative business of selling books. Dr. Wayne Dyer and so many, many others. Stephen King, you know, he even went from not only books to movies. They may turn your book into a movie. How do you know? You won't know if you don't start. Got to get started. So there are ways that you can make a lot of money from selling your book. Not just make money, but also, yeah, it does take an investment too, so don't get it twisted. It's not just about making money. It's more about helping others, okay? When you help others, you really are helping yourself. That's right. When you help others, you are really, really helping yourself. So, now let me share with you some ways that you can turn that story into a book. There are some things that you definitely have to do, and certainly want to, you know, welcome you to the show. If you have a question about how to turn your story into a book, you can simply call on 347-945-7991 and I'll answer your question, or you can type your question right there in the chat room and I will answer it for you. But turning your story into a book might be what you need to spice up even your life. Maybe you're at that moment in time that you want to do something else, but you're not quite sure what to do. well, one thing you can do is get started. You can do this in relatively a very, very short time. It doesn't take that long, okay? If you attend one of the classes, if you're ready to get started, then I would definitely offer to you a webinar that I'm doing, and you can easily sign up for that webinar by going to www.anyameeting.com/LISAJWilliams. And the L, J, and the W must be capitalized. But if you follow that link, you can sign up. You know, I will give a special for those who sign up today. If you sign up today, Friday before midnight, I will also include free as your with your registration. I will also include the book that I've written, The Art of Making Money as a Self-Published Author. And that book will also give you additional steps and things that you need to do in order to get your book published. So, hopefully, I will see you in the workshop. So, if you want to know more about how to go to that next step of turning your story into a book, just go on over to www.anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams, and on that page you will find several opportunities to sign up for the webinar. I hold these webinars at different times of the week. Sometimes they're held in the evening, sometimes they're held during the day, because some people's schedules are different. Now, can you sign up and get a recorded version? Because I do record the webinars. At the end of the webinar, you could get the recorded version, absolutely. I probably already have recorded versions, so if you click on past webinars, it may show up. But the thing about the live webinars, you'll get to ask questions right there on the spot as I'm doing the webinar with you. At the end of the webinar, I leave space for you to ask questions about your specific project. Now, I suspect some of you already have something that you want to write. You just didn't want to take the next step yet. So what I'm encouraging you to do, if you don't do it now, then when? If you're not going to do it now, when are you going to do it? So what I'm saying is in 2013, don't put off your dream. Achieve it in 2013. If you have wanted to write a book, you've ever thought about writing a book, please don't put it off. I often share with people that I'm very passionate about helping people not put off till tomorrow what they could do today or what they want to do today, especially as it relates to writing. I have a very, very personal story that relates to writing and writing now. Very, very personal story. Very sad, but very personal. But I will be sharing that also. I share that during the workshop, the webinar. So the webinar, Steps to Self-Publishing in 21 Days or Less, will show you how to turn your book or turn your story into a book of any sort. So whether it's a cookbook, a prayer book, a devotional book, a journal, a children's book, a self-help book of any type, a novel. You may want to write a novel. Maybe you've already written a novel, and maybe you don't have an agent to work with, or maybe you don't want to take the time to wait for an agent. That could take years. Maybe you want to get this done now. You want to get this book in print so that you can begin to help the people, entertain the people, motivate or inspire the people that God has sent you here to do. So then you definitely want to attend this webinar, Steps to Self-Publishing in 21 Days or Less. Well, I thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Again, go to www.anymeeting.com meeting.com/LILISA, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. That is my webinar site. Go there and you'll see the webinars listed right there. You can sign up. You can register right there online. If you're not able to find it that way, you can always contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLalisa, or you can also contact me through the internet, through Twitter, or through LinkedIn, just by putting in my name, twitter.com/CoachLalisa as well. You can send me a tweet, and I will definitely get back to you right away to let you know about the webinar. So I look forward to you signing up, and I look forward to helping you get your book from your heart and your head into their hands so that they can read it. So that's all we have time. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back next. Wow. Okay. We'll see you back on Monday. All right. Take care.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.